Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, I'm Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, coming to answer your colour and style questions today. Sheila has said, necklines. Can someone with a soft, rounded chin and jowls wear turtle and polo necks? So when we're thinking about necklines, these really very much relate to the shape of your jawline. So your best necklines replicate the shape of your jawline. So if you have softer jowls, which can happen as particularly with age, as we get a little bit of gravity pulls everything down here, I would be looking for softer jawline, softer necklines rather than sharp or hard necklines. So when we think about what is a turtleneck, it's a horizontal line. Now it does go up the neck, but it does create quite a sharp horizontal line, so it's not the softest neckline. Also too is because horizontal lines broaden, if you've got a wide-ish neck, it's going to make it look broader as well. And if you've got a short neck, it's going to make it look shorter because of what it does, it cuts up that area. So it is something to think of. And then a turtleneck's kind of a lower version. So I would be looking on the whole, but if it's like a soft turtleneck where you get that draping, where it's not just a hard, sharp one, go for it. So any sort of cowl neck or softer neckline, or even doing things like then popping a soft scarf on, will actually minimize, you know, the noticeability of a softening jawline. So when you are thinking about that, we think about the best necklines replicate the shape of our jaw. So if you've got the wrong neckline, so if you've, like, so I've got a curved jaw, so I'm better in scoop necks, but if the neckline is not quite right, this is where, you know, you can use a scarf or something like that to create that appearance of the neckline for you. That is a really simple little way to do it. So whenever I've had something where I really dislike the neckline on something, but I like the rest of the garment, I pop on a scarf over the top and that covers up the neckline so you just don't notice it. Okay, next question comes from Sophie. Excuse me. I have brown skin. There are a number of medium to dark browns in my opulent palette that are close to my skin tone. Now, opulents are very kind of dark, warm colours. So they're kind of dark, but rich and bright, but still very dark, quite jewel. I think of them as warm, dark jewel tones, which I have avoided. So the brown tones, which I avoided in the past because they are very close to my skin tone. Are these colours that I can wear alone or should they be mixed with others? So what I find, no matter what your nude is, so it sounds like these dark browns are your version of a nude, Sophie. So I would go generally whatever is a nude colour. So I wouldn't wear my version of nude without any other colour with it. And I would say the same for you with your dark brown. So that needs to go with something so you don't look nude. So I always find that you can wear those sorts of colours, whatever is your nude, whether it's a dark brown, a medium brown, a light brown, a beige, whatever it might be. Do think about wearing it back with something, not alone. That's when it tends to be harder to wear. Because particularly from a distance, you can look like you've forgotten to put your clothes on. So I generally find this is where adding in another colour. So it could be, a red, like so your kind of skin reds, or if you've got some great skin enhancer, it could be a beautiful blue, something like that for you, Sophie. So, one of your warm blues or a green, any of those colours, add that back with your brown and it will make it much more wearable so you don't look nude. So whatever your kind of nude skin tone is, you can wear it. It just needs to be put back with something. And I often will recommend things like, lip enhancers, skin enhancers, eye enhancers, those sorts of colours. It works really well because then we're almost like replicating our body again. So that would be my suggestion there. Now I've got a double question here. I decided to put these together because they do relate to each other. So Philip has asked, how do I shop more successfully? And Kim said, I keep buying things that I end up not wearing. And I think these are probably, you know, two of the things that very easily happen when we don't know what we're shopping for. So it's kind of like one of the things I hear about from my clients is wardrobe churn. Things come in, don't, you know, either they don't wear them and they just get sitting, you know, left in the wardrobe, not getting worn, even tags still on. I have been through wardrobes where we have pulled out mounds of clothes. Like we are talking masses and masses of clothes that have never been worn. Or you end up, you know, buying, returning, or just never getting anything because nothing ever seems right. So there's lots of things that come into shopping. So what I find with, you know, kind of if you're buying and not wearing, there are a few reasons this may happen. So one of it may be related to your personality. So one of the different 16 personalities, in fact, a few of the 16 personalities, if you look at your MBTI or Myers-Briggs or psychological type, what we have in 16styletypes.com, they have a need to kind of be a people pleaser in a way, you could say. So they go out shopping, and when the sales assistant's given them lots of assistance, and they just feel indebted to that person, and so they buy, even though the thing is not quite right, and they get it home and they go, well, I can't return it because I don't want to hurt that person's feelings. So if you know this about yourself, this is something to be really wary of, and it might be worthwhile you shopping with a friend who knows that about you, who won't let you buy it, who may even be able to speak for you, so you don't feel like you're letting this salesperson down. So that can be one of the reasons why we buy and then don't wear things, is because we feel like we have to, you know, buy something because we need to, you know, that poor salesperson, like they've got a hard day and they've gone to so much effort for you and they've got lots of different sizes. And so you feel like you have to take something home to make them happy because they've put all that effort in. So that is one reason. There is also another reason. I think there is quite a deep hunter-gatherer need in us where we go out. It's the whole, I've got to go out and I've got to bring home the kill, or, you know, I've got to get the berries. I've got to bring something home, you know, that made my time and efforts out there worthwhile. Again, this is very, you know, when we put time and effort into something, we want to have something to show as a result. So what do? We buy something, we bring something home, even though it's not quite right. And I remember reading something once, which was like, why is it that everything, you know, I love everything in the store, but the minute I get home, I hate everything in my wardrobe? And it's because we're not looking at it with our at-home glasses on as such, with the clear vision that we get in our own bedroom, looking at our own mirror, and actually assessing the item in a way we will when we get home. So this is where we can start creating a plan for ourselves. And we can do what I call rate it an 8, which is, does it rate an 8, 9 or 10 out of 10. If it's less than that, you don't want to take it home. So if you're not really excited about it, or if you know Marie Kondo doesn't spark joy, either of these work for you. Some of us like a number, other people like, you know, joy as such. So if it's not really exciting to you, like I always think a good way to think about is like, do I want to put it on and wear it out of the store right now, provided the weather is right, but do I want to wear it like today or tomorrow? If I'm not excited about, like, that is, I'm going to put it on tomorrow, I'm so excited about that, maybe that's a little sign telling me to leave it behind. So that is something to be like a little bit conscious of. So like start to create your own criteria. And this is something we do in my 7 Steps to Style program. So we start creating criteria that something doesn't come home unless it meets our own personal style guidelines. So that is something you want to start doing for yourself. So it is going, what are my criteria? What really works for me? And therefore, what should I be bringing home and what should be left in the store? But of course, that kind of hunter-gatherer in us, that is also something to be aware of. So being aware that if I spend my money on this thing, I can't buy the next thing potentially, unless I have a limitless budget. But for most of us, just buying this means that I may miss out on something much better. So if I'm not 100% on it, if it doesn't rate an 8, 9 or 10 out of 10, if it doesn't spark joy or whatever it is, the feeling that you want, if you're not excited about it, if you don't want to put it on right now and wear it out of the store, That's a sign that says maybe leave it behind. Or what you can do, and this is what my friend Jill Chibbers calls the power pause, where leave it behind. So if you're not 100% like, this is so amazing and I love it so much, and you know, I've just gotta have it and I want to wear it right now, and it meets all my criteria, it's my colors, my contrast, it's the right size, it fits with my lifestyle, all those other things we want to think about, is to actually do the power pause, which is to leave it there and go off and have a coffee. And she recommends 2 hours, but you know, it may not have to be that long for you, it depends on you, but it can be just to distance yourself from it and see if that feeling for wanting to buy it dissipates, or in fact, you just keep thinking about it and you just go, oh no, that thing, I really, really, really love it. So does the feeling dissipate, or does the feeling kind of get greater? And if it gets greater, then that could be a sign to go back and get it. But if it dissipates, then that is a sign that you did not need it and it would have ended up in your wardrobe unworn. So that has some things to think about when you are thinking about shopping, is that these are, you know, definitely things you need to be aware of, whether it's your personality that says, you know, I just have to people please, or I have to buy something, or it's the hunter-gatherer, it's just my time and energy is worth something, so I have to bring something home. Also be aware, I have seen this in many wardrobes where, you know, I'll see a whole lot of kind of one sort of garment. And when I ask the owner of these garments, like, why have you got, you know, 25 white shirts, or why have you got, you know, 15 pairs of black pants, or why do you have 50 pairs of jeans, or whatever it might be, whatever I'm seeing a kind of glut of, that usually it's a, well, jeans are always handy, or black pants are always handy, or white shirts. Everybody says you have to have a white shirt in your wardrobe. So every time I see a white shirt, I buy a white shirt, whatever it might be. So all these things really can, you know, be kind of just things. If you become aware of them, you can go, okay, I can get triggered and that's what I end up buying because I feel like I have to take something home. So I buy another one of the same of what I've already got. So that can also be one of the reasons why I've got things in our wardrobe that are unworn. We keep buying the same things over and over rather than buying something different that actually is filling a wardrobe gap. And the other thing when we're thinking about shopping, if you want to shop more successfully, think about having a shopping list, a shopping plan. Just like when I go to the supermarket, and I don't know if you're like this, but you know, we have a shopping list on the fridge, and every time we run low on something, that gets put on the list. Or if I'm planning the week's, you know, menu, and I go, okay, I need to have this particular ingredient to make the dinner, then I will put that on the list if we don't happen to have it. So of course, then when I go to the supermarket, I've got my list and I buy the things on my list, so that I've got the right food in the fridge for the week, for the family. So just like that, you want to start your own, you know, like clothes shopping list, an accessory shopping list. What are the things you're missing? So every time you're getting dressed, you're thinking, oh, I really wish I had a jacket that went over this. Well, that might be a wardrobe gap. If you try every jacket that you've already got and nothing works, you might go, I'm going to pop that on my list. Maybe I need, there's something in particular that I need. Oh, it's like, oh, suddenly it's got hot and all my summer tops are worn out because I didn't realize I wore them to death last summer, whatever, is put that on the list. Then when you go out shopping, you've got a focus, but if you find nothing that works, don't buy anything, because seriously, within 3 weeks' time, there'll be a whole new range of clothes in stores. It's not like when I was growing up, which stuff was around for a full season. These days, like seriously, it does not take long before there's a whole new range of stuff. And so therefore, you know, something amazing may come along in 3 weeks' time. Just because you may not be able to find something now does not mean there won't be something in the future. Fashions change, everything changes. You don't have to get something just because it's here right now. So they're just a few little tips to think of when you are shopping. Of course, the more you know about your style, like in your personality, that's one of the biggest things I see, is that where people buy outside of their personality style. And this is why I developed my free, you know, personality dressing style quiz of what's, you know, gives you the core or the base of your style. So head over to the blog at insideoutstyleblog.com and do the personal style quiz, and you'll get your kind of personal style guidelines about what is the core of your style. But this is where, knowing this information, this is where often we go wrong, because we get sick of everything we have and we go, I'm going to buy different. We go shopping and we end up with something different. And then, of course, it doesn't get worn because it's actually not us. It's too different from who we are and what we actually feel comfortable in. So we didn't buy the right amount of different, we bought the wrong sort of different. So that is something also to be aware of. And this is where the more you're empowered about your style, the more you know about your style, the better these decisions are made. And given that, you know, like I've seen thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars worth of clothes really not being worn in so many wardrobes. And even when these things are adding up at $10 at a time, like you can waste, you might think I don't spend a lot of money on clothes, but if you actually look at all the $10 things or the $20 things or the $50 things, it does not take long for that to add up. And so this is why becoming much more conscious and educating yourself is so important with regards to your style, because the reality is that we all have to get dressed every day. So you may as well do it in a way that makes you feel more confident, that makes you feel good, that expresses who you are on the inside, on your outside, so that you can go about your life feeling great, as well as looking fabulous. So thanks for your questions. Please keep sending me more questions, imogen@insideoutstylevlog.com, and I'll add them to my lucky dip pot. And I will be back to answer more of your questions soon. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and color tips. And don't forget to visit insideoutstyleblog.com, where you will discover Imogen's encyclopedia of color and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.